And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
One of the most recognizable faces in Minnesota, that of Twins first baseman Joe Bauer, and he joins us now. And Joe, speaking of recognizable faces, you guys have one back on the team this year in Torrey Hunter. Of course, you're a teammate for a number of years with Torrey. What's it like having him back?
Oh, it's great. You know, Torrey back in the Twins uniform, you know, this looks natural. And, you know, I'm excited to have him back as a teammate because I've learned a lot from him over the years. And, you know, he hasn't changed. He still gets after pretty good and plays the game the right way. So, and has a lot of fun doing it. So it's a lot of fun to have him back.
I know he's going to teach some of the young guys, too. And we'll talk about some of those when we come back.
At Ackerman Estfold, I design roadways.
I analyze stormwater.
I build infrastructure.
I help shape my community.
I am a civil engineer, and I make a difference in my community. Will you?
Ackerman Estfold has unique career opportunities in civil engineering throughout North Dakota. Start shaping communities now. Visit ackerman-estfold.com for current job listings. Ackerman Estfold, we're growing places.
It's more than just a stay in Minot when you're at the Grand Hotel. Our full-service hotel has all you're looking for with the area's largest swimming pool, spacious rooms where you can rest on memory foam and relax with new HD TVs in every room. Our fine dining, Primo, fits your schedule for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mom and Dad can enjoy a night out at our Lux Lounge. When traveling to the Magic City, make the Grand Hotel your destination. Minot's finest full-service hotel, the Grand Hotel. And remember, make it grand.
We're with Twins first baseman Joe Mauer. And Joe, of course, it wasn't that long ago when the likes of you, Morneau, Kadire, Kubel, Span, and a whole group came in together. Now there's a new group coming in that's very talented as well. What are your impressions of this new group?
Well, very talented, like you said. You know, we got some guys that can do some different things. You know, got a taste of it last year with, you know, Danny Santana coming up and Vargas coming up and, you know, Arcia. But, you know, there's a lot of talent on the rise, and I think we got a good mix of some veteran players and that young talent this year.
Buxton, Sano, of course, out last year with injuries by and large, both back seemingly healthy this year. What are your impressions of those two young guys?
Well, it's good to see them back on the field. You know, I know they both put in a lot of work to get back on the field, and, you know, injuries happen. And it's good to see him back out there.
Those that haven't seen Sano play, they say he's got a cannon for an arm. How are his throws over to first base so far for you?
He made a heck of a play the other day on a bunt that I think I really got a feel of what he can do. But, you know, he's a big guy, but he moves well, and he does have a great arm. But, you know, he's got a lot of things to learn, but it's exciting because he's got a lot of tools, and he's going to be a good one.
All right, Joe Mauer with us. Hey, that concludes this edition. If you missed one, check us on the website, springfeverbaseball.com.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by Ackerman Estfold and by the Grand Hotel in Minot, North Dakota.